I guess, just first off, what are your initial thoughts when you look at Missouri as far as what stands out about them?
Very athletic. Even just seeing them around as, like in the mall when we go out and everything, they're a very classy team. And, on film, they remind me of Arizona and a little bit of Georgia Tech with athletic ability. They're very fast, very smart team. And, that's what's going to make us play that much better. I think going out and just trying to outsmart them and trying to out-physical them. But very physical team, going out and, very up front. Their DNs, I actually grew up with one of their DNs, Alden Smith. It's just a very physical team, and I think it's going to be a very good matchup.
You said you grew up with them. How would you describe the relationship you have with them?
Me and Alden? Very funny guy. I owe much of my personality to him. Me and him, we're pretty close. Him and my brother are best friends, so I always saw him around. But yeah, me and him hung out a lot growing up. He moved from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I'm from, sophomore year, so it's kind of a bummer when he moved, but after that we still keep in touch. I saw him the other day. So
what was that reaction then when you found out that you were going up against Missouri? You're gonna be playing him?
Oh, very exciting. We're trash talkers, so we call each other. He called my brother, it's all fun and games with him. So it's gonna be a very fun time.
You said that they reminded you defensively at Arizona. Just does that motivate you a little bit more when you consider that Arizona was a team that beat you guys earlier in the season?
Yeah, but they're a whole different team. They're different guys, different personality. When we say they remind us, just athletic ability. They're fast and very strong. That's just what that's. We're just comparing Miller teams, so we can get a feel for how we're going to go against them. But Arizona beat us, but that's over with. We're on to Missouri, so there's no real grudge about it. But Mizzou is it's going to be a very tough team to go against.
I know obviously your focus now is solely on this game, but the weeks leading up to your trip down here, I can only imagine were really difficult on you and your teammates. Kind of explain just how you guys are able to overcome all that.
It's just moving on, and we know we're a good team. We know we had mistakes, but it's just moving on and preparing for the next game. That's really what you got to do, and just forget about your mistakes and learn from your mistakes. But you got to move on. That's what we do. We watch film. We learn, we teach, and then we move on. So that's a big part of just getting over wins and losses. So
even just on the outside, you hear a bunch of people spreading rumors out there about various teams. It's just that would have to be difficult.
It's difficult, but we're out here doing we're out here working. We can't be focused on that stuff. We gotta worry about Mizzou. So that stuff is kind of annoying, kind of it gets to some people, but it's just you gotta move on. You gotta grow up a little bit and just worry about Mizzou and try to play the next game. So
now, I know obviously you don't have Durrell anymore, but it opens up an opportunity for guys like yourself and for Colin. Just what does it mean knowing that you've got this, opportunity to really go out there and have a big game and have it, maybe carry over for next year?
It's next man in. Every time, that's what we preach. Like Marcus Coker, he probably came in not even thinking he was going to get any snaps this year and redshirt and everything, but look at him, he's starting and playing real well. That's what we preach here. It's next man in. There's even an award that we give called next man in, and it's just something you got to do, and if you're in that opportunity, that's when you got to just grow up. And we have Colin Chaney and Donnie, who are all three seniors, and they've been waiting for this their whole college career. And I think it's just even though that they weren't starting, they taught me a lot. So it's just doing what you gotta do as an Iowa football player. So going in and just being the Iowa football player you can be. So